Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Welcome into Football Friday. Jeremy and Joe welcoming Chris Brown on the Western Hotline in preparation for Bills, Ravens, and Sunday Night Football. Chris, good morning. I've got a fun little game to play right off the bat with you, if you'll indulge me.
Oh, boy. Okay. Good morning, fellas.
Well, I've heard Bills by the numbers, right? You give a number, and everyone tries to guess what that number is. I just found a good one that I kind of like. The number is minus 16. Minus 16 in this matchup.
Is that some kind of turnover differential?
Close. It is Baltimore's penalty differential. They are one of the most penalized teams in football this year, and it's going in the wrong direction. In week one, they got 7 penalties. Week two, 11. And then in Dallas last week, 13. They are on pace for more penalties than ever in the John Harbaugh era. Baltimore are having trouble with penalties.
Yeah, 31 through 3 games. We kind of saw that earlier in the week. And I think we know that historically, their corners, defensive backs, they don't care. They will hold, clutch, grab on every single play because they know the refs can't call it every single play. The interesting thing is I do know that I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing of this when we had the officials meeting in training camp with the ref crew that was in. I think it was Alex Kemp's crew that was with us. He actually did the game last night. And they were talking about things that they're going to look closer at. This isn't necessarily the ones that they have a point of emphasis on. There's like a secondary list, and defensive holding is one of them. And knowing the approach of players like Marlon Humphrey and others in that Baltimore secondary, I would tend to think that they're probably calling some of those a little bit more than Baltimore is accustomed to seeing. I'll give you another number, though. 20-3, which is Baltimore's record in prime time at home since 2008.
Yeah, and they've got all black jerseys. They've got a name for this kind of game. They call it a Darkness Falls game. Both Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson talked about it. You know, through the week, we've asked and talked about it with Sal, like the atmosphere there in Baltimore. It certainly comes through on television as one of the more electric places for a football game.
Yeah, particularly in prime time. I don't think I've been there for a prime time game since the J.P. Lossman days. But, yeah, it is noticeable. You feel it. And when the Ravens are rolling and momentum is on their side, the crowd backs them up in a big way. And it just kind of rolls from there. So it'll be imperative for the Bills to not let the game spin in that direction because it's very hard to stop that spin once it's going.
On the matchup, Chris, how do you – the Bills have had really good success at limiting both Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Jackson's, like, lowest yards per attempt against any team is the Bills. Henry, like, a third of his production was one big run against the Bills. But now that they're next to each other, I don't know, how do you think they'll do trying to stop them both when they've done a pretty good job of stopping them individually, those two in particular?
Yeah, that's the big question this week, right? So I think Coach McDermott has obviously proven himself as a defensive mastermind for the most part in his tenure with the Bills. And, you know, Bobby Babich has done a pretty good job through these first 3 weeks in his new chair as defensive coordinator. This is probably the stiffest test thus far this season. So this will be kind of a measuring stick game for the kind of game plan that Bobby Babich can come up with probably some assistance from Coach McDermott in devising a way to cover both bases, so to speak. I'm not going to pretend to have the answers here, but that's why those guys get paid what they do, to come up with answers so their players can be successful. But basically the comments we've heard from the players all week is with Derrick Henry, it's getting hats to the football. And with Lamar Jackson, it's been largely hemming him in the pocket. Force him to make plays from the pocket because that has proven successful. I mean, not only rushing yards with Lamar, but when they hem him in the pocket successfully by staying disciplined in their rush lanes, Lamar Jackson hasn't thrown for over 175 yards in any game against the Bills. So it's not just his legs. They've shut him down with the pass as well. And I think it's because when you force him to throw from the pocket, I think he gets a little jittery sometimes and makes ill-advised decisions.
You know, the first game of the season, Kyler Murray had a little bit of success scrambling. And I was surprised, when, Joe, you gave the numbers about how often Lamar has scrambled against the Bills total.
I think it's 10 total in the last – 10 scrambles in the last three meetings.
Yeah, like 10 in three meetings. That's not a lot. So they're doing the job of keeping him in. You know, you've got discipline, right, for the defense, Chris, and whether it's somebody that's going to spy him or someone in the secondary making a tough choice, it really is about the rush lanes and what kind of rush packages they put together in a game like this.
Yeah, and I think what the Bills have historically done well, and you hear them talk about this too, is marrying the rush with the coverage. So one helps the other, and a lot of teams talk about it, but the Bills do an outstanding job of executing it, and that will be important, you know, on Sunday night, because if you only have one and not the other, it can lead to inconsistencies in your defensive play call, and that can lead to big plays for the opposition.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Chris, the challenge for the Bills, like the middle of their defense, this is another game where they're not going to have Taron Johnson or Terrell Bernard. And there's some numbers on how often the Ravens go to the middle of the field. And I just wonder how you think Spector, Williams, Lewis, like that trio really has looked through their first couple games together. And given that this game, especially with Lamar's rushing ability, Henry, and then they like to throw it over the middle, it's probably going to be their steepest test.
Right. I think what helps them a little bit is the fact that when they play Miami, they often try to close off the middle of the field to Tua, knowing that's where he typically thrives. Lamar is similar in that regard, and so maybe reps in preparing for Miami twice a year will help them be ready to do something similar to Lamar Jackson and the passing attack for the Ravens. I think the one difference here is you have to respect Derrick Henry so much. I'm looking for Todd Monken, the OC for the Ravens, to try to use play action. Although Lamar is in the shotgun a ton, I'm kind of anticipating at least some under center Lamar to get the downhill running game as a threat and force the Bills linebackers to respect Henry in the run game, get them cheating up, and then try to exploit the passing voids behind them. That's a really tough thing.
Yeah.
For a linebacker to stay disciplined with the entire game. That, to me, that's the biggest challenge for those guys there at the second level.
And even though, you know, I know these guys are NFL players, of all the running backs to maybe get in your head the week of a game, I mean, Derrick Henry, you know, he takes souls on some of these runs. He threw a man to the ground in Dallas, and Josh Norman, I mean, a play that didn't even count. You know, like, if you're a defender, you are on the defensive quite a bit when it comes to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and you feel like you have to bring momentum to your tackle. So you're already ramping up to fire and shoot the gap so you can meet him with some measure of momentum so you are not steamrolled. And so with that in your head, you're almost kind of cheating and leaning that way. And that's why I'm actually surprised that Baltimore hasn't used play action more, because with that guy in your backfield – who has to be respected on every snap, I really think Baltimore is missing a golden opportunity there. Maybe we'll see them turn to that Sunday night.
And one thing on the other side of the ball, the Bills' offense, which has been, you know, really sharp to start the season, near perfect against Jacksonville, if not perfect, how much will things change on the road? Do they have to be a little simpler? Is, you know, a silent count probably, a silent snap, that's probably going to be in the mix? And do they run the risk, or is there potential for some more miscommunication? Does Joe Brady have to maybe kind of rein things in a little bit that you can't do as much as you might want to at home?
I mean, I suppose you could make an argument for that, but I'm not anticipating that. You've got a veteran quarterback. You've got a quality offensive line that's been in a lot of these primetime games before as a unit. So I don't think they're reducing the volume of what they want to get accomplished. I think that we didn't maybe get a full gauge as to what a game plan on the road in a primetime environment looks like in the Thursday night game in Miami, because things kind of set up rather nicely for them. They were put on short fields. They were in plus territory for four of their 10 possessions against the Dolphins. So maybe the whole playbook didn't have to get opened, so to speak, with the way that game went. But I think they feel there are some things they're going to be able to take advantage of. I know it's been mentioned already that the Ravens have given up 17 plays of 20 yards or more. That leads the league. Their pressure rate is down in the mid-20s in the league as well. They're not generating enough pressure. That's part of the reason they signed Yannick Ngakoue to their practice squad this week. So if they don't blitz, they're having a tough time getting home to quarterbacks, and that leaves the back end vulnerable. You know, I just talked about marrying rush with coverage. John Harbaugh said it flat out this week. We have not done that defensively, and they have a new defensive coordinator in Zach Orr. He's only 31 years old. He's never called plays before. He's doing it from the sidelines, and he has not pulled it all together on the defensive side of the ball. I'm hoping the Bills can exploit that.
Chris Brown, he'll have the call with Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio from Baltimore, comes Sunday night. Thanks, Chris.
All right, you got it, guys.
Buffalo Bills football Friday continues. A prime time in Baltimore.
He's since the Lossman days. Is there a primetime Baltimore game somewhere there in the drought?
I got to think of it. I remember the game where Fitz threw for 400 yards, right? And they lost because of a forward progress fumble. Sean Nelson was ruled to have fumbled and he had been stopped for like five minutes.
They were holding him up in the air,
yes,
weren't they?
Yes. I'm Lossman primetime. There's not been a lot of good Baltimore memories.
No.
All right, we're going to break in on Football Friday, the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. Coming up top of the hour, we'll take you through all the games in the league this week, storylines, all that good stuff. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.